welcome everyone to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. I'm so glad you're joining and supporting the show. You know, we cover from personal, romance, finance, relationships, jobs, careers, even businesses. We've helped do some readings for them as well. It is our pleasure and our honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you answers to the best of our abilities. What you do with the information is up to you. Daily psychic readings are done on the website, theessenceofsuccess.net. Readings are done from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. every night, Monday through Friday. If you're not ready to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website, y'all, and subscribe so you can get our monthly newsletters and contests and different things that be going on. And you can also donate to keep the service continuing. It would be much appreciated. Now, if you have any messages for us, please send them to the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, main page. Scroll down, you'll see the message box, or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the show phone is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. We thank you and hope you enjoy the show. And just to reiterate, because this is July now, we're halfway there. For 2019, it's a year of magic, it's a year of miracles, and it's a year of achievements for all. Okay, well, I'm by myself tonight. Miss Nina's on vacation, and I hope she's having a good time, enjoying. So anyway, and all lines are open. Like I said, the phone number is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. All lines are open. The chat room is also open, so you're more than welcome to go in the chat room and ask questions. I don't have a moderator tonight, so I will go in periodically and just check. Oh, I think Heather's there. Heather, is that you? Or Holly, I think it's Heather. Okay, thank you. I think it's Heather. But anyway, so we got a moderator. Heather's in there tonight. All right. Okay, so let me do a quick prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We are all one with the higher power and the universe. So be it. Now, before I begin, I decided I wanted to do two things today. One, to read the prayer on mates, you know, getting a partner, and another one on courage is a poem that I'm going to do. Why? Because we're in Mercury retrograde, and some people are having a hard time with it. Other people, it seems it's not too bad, but those that are having a hard time and having challenges. Let's go with this right now. So this is my prayer for those that are seeking marriage, dating, relationships, or partnerships, okay? We desire a partner who revels in being partner with us, who sees us as a treasure, who challenges us to be a better woman or man, who stimulates our mind, bodies, and soul with his or her character, their integrity, honor, sincerity, and above all, his or her love. We invite a lover who is our intellectual, spiritual, social, cultural, mental, emotional, sexual equal, who is available to love and be loved. Okay, some people are not ready to be loved. We create this reality with our intentions, with the belief that we are in fact deserving of having a partner with integrity who has dealt with his or her issues and is working on her or himself and sees in us something to be treasured and adored. We draw this person to us by being our most authentic self. Don't lie to yourself who you are now. By honoring that we are profoundly lovable, by accepting and understanding just how special and unique you are, and not settling for someone who is not your equal. We invite real, true, deep, abiding love into our lives. So be it. Now, this is a poem, Courage, and this is for all the people that are going through whatever, through Mercury retrograde from July 7th to August 2nd. Courage. Courage to stand up for what you believe to be right. You can do this. Courage when the doctor states no hope, nothing can be done. You look up and say, I walk by faith, not sight. You can do this. Courage to overcome family hurts, friends misunderstood, tears fall like rain. You can do this. Courage to believe in change when there is a lot to blame. You can do this. Courage to believe the government knows what it's doing when you're screaming, I'm not taking it anymore. You can do this. Courage to hold on when all is gone. You can do this. Courage to stand when there is nothing underneath you. You can do this. Courage to believe by faith, not sight, that everything, no matter what, will turn out all right. You can do this. Courage by Lennox Bowie. Okay, call back in, y'all. I'm ready now. I just wanted to share that for people looking for love and also to have courage and make it through this month. Say for a couple of minutes, Lynn, it's Holly. It's Holly. Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Holly. How are you? Thank you for coming in for a minute. I know there's not many calls. I might be doing oh, my God, Nina's two-minute warning. But I just wanted to get out the prayers and also the courage point. So thank you for listening for that. And thank you for stopping in for a minute or two. I appreciate that. So, and I hope that you... Excuse me, I hope that you're having a good week. Okay. Good, good, good. Glad to hear it. Okay, we had a couple of calls and you dropped because I was doing the prayer. So call on back in. The lines are open. I really don't want to cut the show short like this. So you guys call in. We've got plenty of lines open. And like I said, it is my pleasure and honor to read for you. Also, I would like to thank the ladies earlier today that I had readings. Thank you for calling and requesting a reading. So, and last week was good. Quite a few people called in. So let's keep that going, y'all. I love to do readings. That's why I say Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. I love it. I really do. It's not only my way of giving back. It's also keeping my ability, my intuitive, empathic, and psychic ability strong. So, yes, I love it, love it, love it. All right, well, we've got a phone call, so let's do this. Welcome to the show, area code 602. You're on the air with Lennox. Who's this?
Hi, this is Evelyn.
This is Evelyn, is that right?
Yeah, yep.
Okay, well, Evelyn, welcome to the show, and how are you doing, young lady?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Oh, terrific, terrific. So what can I answer for you today?
Well, I'm looking into changing my career, job, and see if you've got anything that should light up my light bulb to tell me which direction to go.
Okay, well, what is it that you like doing? And then I'll have the angels concentrate on that feel.
No,
or
it's
do you want to change
into
something different?
Yeah, I'm in retail right now, and I don't want to be in retail anymore, and I know people say, look for your passion. I'm like, I don't, you know what? I just, you know, at this age, I just don't know what I really want to do.
Oh, there's so much to do out there, Evelyn. Just because you retired, the party don't stop.
Yeah, well, I'm not retired.
You're
it's like I'm going to work for a living.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
I said, I'm not retired, but I still have to work for a living, but it just, I can't seem
oh,
to.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said you were retired. Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
No, I'm in retail, and I don't want to be doing that no more, and trying to find what would be a good niche for me.
Well, what is it that you were doing, so I don't concentrate on that? You said you don't want to do that anymore. What were you doing?
Retail.
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 Okay, stop. Okay, stop. That's fine. Okay. So do you like working with people, being around people, or you prefer not?
Well, you know, I like being around people, but I've noticed, like, maybe it's just the environment I'm in, and in the retail one, it's just, like, people have gotten mean. So it's like I'm trying to, like, part of me goes, I still like people, but then part of me goes, maybe I want something that doesn't have to interact with them face to face.
Okay.
Or whatever you're picking up, whatever's for my highest good to know.
Okay. Community. I'm writing it down. They're talking to me. Community Health Center. Okay. The angels are telling me the first thing came up, they said university. I don't know what schools are close by you, but they said university, and to sign in students. There is an opening. And like students that have problems with their funding or scholarships, something like that, you would be in that particular department. And what you would do is, it looks like, sign them in and assign them to an advocate, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say a counselor because they don't need counseling. Somebody that will help them with their scholarship and their funding. So I'll say that you're the person that signs the students in and assigns an advocate to them to help them. So that's one. The second thing they said was community health centers, like working on the front at the receptionist desk. I know you're trying to get away from people, but they're telling me what's available to you. What community center, I don't know, but that's just what they said. Community health center as a receptionist. So I got two hits, university, sign in the students, assign an advocate for those having scholarship and funding problems, or community health center, maybe that's close to you. They're looking for a receptionist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there a school close to you? Is there a university close to you? Because that was real strong. That was the first
I think there's you know, there's a variety of different ones. Not these, but there are smaller ones.
Well,
like
one thing
college.
About that, working at the university and being around young people will keep you young, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one. It'll keep you young and positive and up, you know. The community health center receptionist, well, of course, you're helping people with health issues. So that's a given.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind helping people. That's, you know, I don't mind helping people that don't mind the help. It's the ones that, you know, how would you say that? They want help, but they don't want it.
They need help, but they don't want it. They're in denial and confused.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, the university, I don't know which one, but, okay, now I'm getting colors, blue and white.
Okay.
They're not giving me a name, but the angels just said blue and white, because I said I didn't know what university, so they're giving me colors. So whichever one that has blue and white for the colors, that's the one that you want to apply for. But they're so strong on that, I think that's a job that you could get right away. Like, now, we don't start jobs in Mercury retrograde, right? Because we know they're not going to last.
Oh, okay.
What you can do is put your applications in, but not start the position until after August 2nd.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Okay. In fact, what I would do, just as a suggestion, Evelyn, the last week of this month is when I would find the university, put in some applications, not only blue and white, but any other one, you know, that you know, because you're looking in the Department of Funding, wherever that is.
Right.
Put your applications in the community. health community. That one I'm kind of scared that they'll want you, like if you put your application in, they might tell you to come to work in a couple of days. Like real quick. It looks like somebody just quit or walked out. But anyway, wait till the last week of this month, okay? Mm-hmm. From the 29th right. to the 31st is the last 3 days, and the second we end Mercury retrograde on the Friday. It wouldn't be the last Friday of the month, but it'd be the Friday of that week, of course.
Right.
It'll be over with. So, yeah, that way, so when you begin, it'll be long term. Right?
Oh, good.
You won't have
good.
Any hassles or any problems. Yes, ma'am.
Well, that sounds
so,
good.
Who is Steve Devon? Wait a minute. Steve Devon Delbert. Okay. They're giving me names now. They're throwing them at me. Are these people that you know, Evelyn?
Devlin
or Delbert? Okay, I don't know. I don't know. Angels are just throwing names. Are you in a relationship right now?
I am not.
Okay, maybe you're going to meet these gentlemen in your travels or throughout the rest of the month. But anyway, Steve Delvin, I put D-E-L-V-I-N, I hope that's correct. And then the last name was Delbert. Here, let me just ask. They're men that you're going to be communicating with. Yeah, definitely.
As a relationship or a work relationship?
One of them is work. The other two is intimate, like dating. I think the Steve one, okay, Angels, what about Steve? Is he dating or is that work? Work, okay. Then the other two, that's romance? Delvin and Delbert, yep, okay. Steve you're going to be working with, and I think that's at the university. Delvin and Delbert are gentlemen that you're going to meet, and that's romance. So I hope you wrote those names down. So if you meet these people during the month, before this month ends, you know, exchange phone numbers or whatever and talk to one another.
Right.
Yeah.
It definitely would be a shot in the dark because I don't know. It's like unless I'm out and about, it would be a random thing because I don't know too many people.
Yeah, but that's okay. Don't worry about that. I mean, it's to be, right? What is to be. Or as kids say, it is what it is. So these three men are coming into your life, but two of them is going to be romance, and one will be a working relationship. Yeah.
Okay.
So even though you're not looking for romance, it's coming your way. So that's why I said for the rest of the month, just, you know, be mindful of these names. And when you meet them, don't let the relationship get heavy until after Mercury retrograde. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know, you can be
sure.
friends and, yeah. Have you thought about consulting or about designs? And, oh, by the way, Holly said, hi, Evelyn. She wanted to know, what about designs? Have you thought about designing?
You know what? I worked at an interior remodeling place for about a year and a half, not that long ago, and I didn't mind it. It's just I didn't really care for the company I had been working with. They're a little, I guess you would say made promises they didn't keep. So I'm like, I'm out.
Okay, now but another one she said, too, is consulting. Have you thought about doing consulting work?
I have not, because I don't know what would consult on them. It'd be one of those jobs. Somebody says, "Here's a job for you, and this is what I'd like you to do." And I'm like, "Yeah." I mean, I'm one of these people that anybody can learn. I mean, it was consulting, and somebody said, "Hey, I need you to do this." Like, I guess I could, but is it in part of my resume? No.
Oh. Okay. Now, you said the designs you like, you just didn't like the people that you were working with?
Yeah, it was a company, a small company that was independently owned, and it was a little difficult.
Oh, okay. Because what I was asking, would you go back in that field, but, you know, of course, with a different company than where you were at? Okay, because it sounded like you kind of liked it. You just didn't like your coworkers.
Well, it was more like I think I would have stayed there if they would have given me the raise they promised, but they didn't. I'm like, you know what?
Would you say we're done?
I say, you don't promise to me and keep them, then, you know, and I'm, you know, stupid or something. I was like, nah, Besides, I still have another job that I kept my foot in the door in the retail environment. So when I quit there, I just went back full-time into the retail environment. And I know there's opportunities, but it's at this time of year they cut hours because business is slow at this time of year. And, you know,
they do that every summer.
And every summer I have to struggle. So I don't – you know how it is? I don't want to play this game no more. I want something more, better money, not always on my feet. You know, and so that brings you joy.
Okay, Holly is saying, use your experience, create your own consulting firm.
Okay.
Yep, she said,
consulting
use your experience
and
create your own consulting firm. Yeah. Have you thought about that? Going to business
for
yourself.
But what would I consult in? But what would you consult? You would have to have... Wouldn't you have to know something in consulting to consult?
Okay. Holly, she's saying consulting in what way? Yeah, she's saying you can do it right out of your home. She said you got to have something, so consulting firm as in which way? Well, what do you do? Do you have any well, I don't want to say that.
I have done what do you call that? Call center experience, so I know how to use do that kind of work too.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
Holly is saying
good.
Your experience with design, Evelyn.
Really?
Yeah, she said your design consulting.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Now that I can understand.
Okay, the light bulb is on. We're cooking now, Holly. Okay, so design consulting.
She said, well, you're like, oh, what? Well, yeah, like, we're interior design, yeah. I can see. That's kind of like you said, what I was already doing, but consulting was, it's kind of part of it, but it wasn't all of it. But, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, see, now just think about that. Put it on the front burner. About opening your own business as a consulting firm. It's going to start out slower depending on what you're doing design. So it might be a little slow starting, but it'll take off because you have experience. So, yeah. Thank you, Holly. Yeah.
Thank you, Holly. There you go, lady. Oh, thank
you. Set your own hours, your own rates, your own fees, and you don't have to deal with a lot of people. Amen.
I know.
That's from Holly.
It's not that I don't like dealing with people. I do. It's just, you know, it's just, it depends what environment you are in and how they react to you. Because, you know, once they, you know, have a perception, sometimes it's like they're wrong. I hate to, I'm not trying to be whatever, but a lot of times they're wrong in their perception, but the customer's always right. You know, that theory?
Yes.
Where they're not?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It's that.
I did retail when I was very young as a teenager, so I know. And I got mad and walked off the job. I was like, I can't deal with these people.
Well,
I told my parents they were crazy.
Well, I've been in the customer service probably my whole life, but I've been in the retail for the last 14 years, and as I get older, I guess I've gotten to a point, you know, where I think a lot of people do. At some point, I just go, I don't deserve people to talk to me like that. So I need something different.
There you go. Now, Holly, she's a dog trainer, so she totally understands, Evelyn, about you wanting to deal less with people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she does for a living. She trains dogs to help with special needs children. Very good. She's very good at it. Yeah, very good. We even had a video at one time on Facebook showing her she was working with an autistic child. So, yep.
Well, we know there's a lot of people that would work with animals more so than people, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Far more, it can be far more rewarding.
I'm telling you, look, she said people can be, and then it's da-da-da-da, challenging. And
yeah.
She laughs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That it is.
Oh, Lord,
and this is just
truth.
Being upfront and honest. It's not... It is what it is, and people know that, and a lot of people admit to it, and some people won't.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, well, we've given you the information, lady. What you do with it,
thank you.
I hope it works
okay.
out great for you.
Well, thank you, and you have a wonderful day, and I'm going to take
those
names.
You have a wonderful week, young lady. Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Well, you ladies
all
have
right.
a good day, and thanks for the info. And I will let you know if those names come to a priority.
Oh, please do. And I will definitely pass it on to Holly if she's not here, but I will let her know. So thank you, Evelyn. Thank you
thank
for
you.
Calling. And you have a beautiful week, young lady.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, you're listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus. We have our guest psychic, Holly, is in the chat room monitoring that. Nina's on vacation. The phone number to the show is 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. So we have lines open. Please call in. Like I said, we've got Holly in the chat room monitoring, as well as she's a psychic too. And Holly works with dogs. We might have her back on the show again because it's really good what she does working with children that have special needs. So we might have her back on as a guest. I don't know if we did. I think maybe last year, but it was really interesting. Because I know I learned a heck of a lot that I didn't even understand or realize how calming an animal can be. So, anyway. All right, folks, you better call in or me and Holly will be on that two-minute Nina warning. I don't know why that just cracks me the hell up, y'all. It does. But anyway. Well, I hope you enjoyed the poem, Courage, and I hope you enjoyed the prayer. About partnerships. So, and realize too, you guys, now don't forget, tomorrow is what? The full moon. And tomorrow is what? The lunar eclipse. Relationships. Either with your significant other, your job, your shopping, friends, family, dealing with people with your finances, whatever. So, just, you know, I don't want to say go with the flow, but just be careful of your words. Have an understanding, you know, when you're dealing with certain things or if you have a challenge. Just go with the flow. That's what I'm going to say. Nina said last week, she said, and don't be around if you know that somebody wants to argue or start a fight with you or just be obstinate, walk away. Don't buy into it. If they don't have your intention, who are you going to argue with? Yourself, okay, or get mad with yourself because you're going to walk away. So anyway, do that. And let's see. Oh, Lion King comes out Friday. I'm going to be there front and center. I love Lion King. I got the original movie, but, you know, the cartoon version, but I'm going to see this one. It should be good. It looks like it's going to be good, so I love that. So anyway, just passing out a little entertainment. That's all. Okay. Well, Holly, I guess, yeah, it does, doesn't it, Holly? I know. Yeah, it started on July 7th. This is a month. I've been telling people July is a very busy month up in the skies. It's all kind of astrology stuff going on. Mercury's not the only planet going, is in retrograde, but it's the one that's most significant to us. But I think there's three other planets also that are retrograde. So anyway, that's why some people are having a really challenging time during these few weeks, and some people just like, yeah, okay. You know, it's okay, so that's fine. But things will come to fulfillment. It's either going to be an ending or a beginning. Because during this, because it's a double whammy with the full moon and the lunar eclipse, some truths are going to come out, so expect that. Some truths are going to come out. Again, watch your mouth, you know, unless it just really deals with you one-on-one or, you know, then don't worry about it. If somebody's just spreading garbage or gossip, you know, let it go. If it doesn't affect you, don't give it attention. Okay. All right, people. Well, I am going to start the music. And I think I went past the 2 minutes, as Nina says. I thank you, everybody, that called in today on Monday Night Show. I want to thank Holly for being the moderator in the chat room, as well as our guest psychic. I appreciate that. And I hope that you guys have a very good week. We're in the second week of Mercury retrograde. We got 2 more weeks to go and we'll be done. So hang in there. I know it may be a bumpy ride, but just hang in there and stay positive. Don't let your mind go out to the left field. Just think positive and say to yourself, I know it's going to be better. It's going to get better because it will. But you must believe that as well, okay? Again, thank you, Holly, for being here. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, I do. And so does Miss Nina. She ain't here, but she'd tell you the same thing. All right. Take care, everybody, and be good to one another. And share the love. Share the love. That'll help bring us together.
Just lay back and let love take us over. There's magic here with you and I, and it's gonna take us all the way.